Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PO Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You're listening to us on Building Fortunes Radio. It's www.buildingfortunesradio.com. This is a really special segment. We're doing this one with Ken Nielsen. Ken and I have known each other for quite a long period of time, and he started working with a company, and I said, you know, we really should start to put this together so people can hear who you are, because for many people, especially today, where they are searching for different ways to be able to hedge against inflation, improve their health, improve their lifestyle, kind of get like the real skinny deal on what's like true or not. You want to work with people that you know and you like and you trust and have some experience, and Ken is certainly one of those individuals. So when we started our conversation, I said, let's do a couple radio shows. And one of the things that we're building is a website for him called countonthetruth.com. So I say it slow so you'll be able to remember it, and I'll say it again several times during this radio show. But it's going to be called countonthetruth.com, because that's what you really want. You know, in today's information of misinformation, malinformation, disinformation, you want to be able to count on the truth. So it all starts with the person first, and I figured it would be good for you guys to hear Ken. And if you go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth, we're going to put this up where you'll be able to hear this as well as the next radio shows that we'll be able to do. So Ken's building a home-based business as well as doing a whole bunch of other things as well. And overall, you know, just whenever I have a conversation with him, it's never short, unless it was just like a simple question I asked him. He has to get back to me on a project we might be working on. But we always get, you know, we always get into it. We get into the conversations about this, which leads to maybe that. And I learn a lot. Hopefully he learns a lot as well. And I think if you work with him, you'll have a trusted friend as well. So first thing I want to do is say, Ken, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Hello, Peter. It's great to be connected again.
And I always enjoy our conversation.
We always have something going that we get figured out and things work out and we know more and we feel better and on we go.
Absolutely. So for those people that might be unfamiliar with you, you've done some other radio shows with us before, but this is a new venture, and we're working on the new website, and it really is post-COVID and pre-election, which really means it's kind of like one of those new beginning kind of things when we don't really know where the heavens are going to, you know, lead us to, if you will, based on whatever's going on with whoever might be our next president. And or whatever the next pandemic is, because we know they're doing something, and whatever they're working on with every other thing, that's a pretty hot topic that nobody really wants to talk about. But for those people that aren't familiar with you, tell us a little bit about you and your background.
Okay, well, I'll try to make this simple if I can, Peter. And, yeah, you can ask a couple questions or stop me if you need to, if I get a little carried away.
Sure, no, you're good.
All right.
We're good.
Okay, very good. We were introduced to the industry back when I was a parts manager for a local Honda dealership, back when life was what I call fantastic. And that's because I was racing motocross, racing motorcycles, doing my thing. And it was interesting how the meeting had started, and everybody, we had quite a crowd in there. And the gentleman that was up doing the presentation was talking about the company and the compensation and all the different options that it provided for people. And looking back a long time ago, it seems like a whole lot of things haven't changed. Of course, compensations, the pay plans, the rewards programs have changed. Some of the services and the products and the offerings that companies have changed, and you have different ownerships. And so you look at all those types of things, and it'd be a lot easier if there were only a few of the companies around to choose from. But nowadays, you've got, in fact, I was looking at a website the other day that had over 300 companies to choose from, and I know that there's even more than that. There's at least 500, and so you're going, man, where do you start? What do you do how do you make the choice? What offerings are there that are out there? And luckily for me, just because of the experience that I've had in all these years, you know, you kind of know what to look for, which path to take, so you don't end up going down a dead-end road. And it just makes things a lot easier after you've had a chance to be able to look at the different variations and options that are actually out there. So, but yeah, it was introduced at a young age, and like we had mentioned in an earlier call, I remember the different questions that the gentleman was asking as he was trying to lead people into making an understanding why he was presenting the information that he had. And when he would ask a question, what was really interesting and kind of humorous about the whole thing was the fact I was the only guy raising my hand. Nobody else was raising their hands. You know, do you live where you want to live? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I have a great place to live. Are you accomplishing what you want to accomplish? Absolutely. Are you making the money you want to make? Yeah, sure, no problem. Nobody else is raising their hand. I go, what's the matter with these people? And so anyways, I kind of went along with it, and I felt like I was doing the wrong thing. But I think he was, at the time, he was looking at an older group, and he was trying to find out where they had gotten to in their place in life, and if they were ready for a change or they needed something different to kind of take them to from A to point Z. And looking back, so it was actually really an excellent presentation. And of course, by the time he got through, I actually joined the company and thought that was going to be a walk in the park. And that's where everything started to kind of go downhill. I think it was harder to try and get people to listen or pay attention to what you were doing than even taking the time, the physical things that you had to do, the mental preparation to race motocross and be good at that particular point in my life, because that was the main focus. So that's kind of where it all started, and then it went from there because of the different results that we did have or that we didn't have, and it was quite an eye-opener. So that's kind of the start of everything, Peter.
Wow. So when was this? Like what years, if you will, or what decades were this?
You're trying to date me already, are you?
we're making you the old guy in the room. Like,
yeah,
now.
That's for sure.
like me too, because I started back this whole journey, I guess, in the 1990s, seriously. So here you're all of a sudden like, oh my gosh, 1990s, you know, computers, you can't even roll back a computer that far, if you know what I mean. But the reality is like, you know, that's when I got started. But that also means that I have a lot of experience that people can, if they're new, they can gleam on. So when were you starting? Are we talking 90s, 2000s, 2020s?
Well, I wish. That's very kind of you. I'm glad that you threw that in there. But actually, this was in the late 1970s. So, just before 1980. I would say it'd have to be probably 1977, 78, somewhere right there. And of course, yeah, there was no internet. You didn't do any of this stuff online. I mean, it's so much easier nowadays, and at the same time, it's so much easier to be confused. So, because there just wasn't that many choices to be made, and of course, the gentleman that given the presentation. It was actually with the company Amway, and it was referred to as transfer buying, which is a very simple concept. Instead of using the products, services from the places that you were at the time, you bought their products, and they were shipped to you, or you got shipped to a main distributor, and then you went to that main distributor and picked your products up, and you had it, and it took the places of soaps and detergents. You actually had vitamins. They had basically the whole shebang at that particular point in time, and you just transferred buying, and you were still buying the things that you needed to buy, but you bought it from that particular company. And still to this day, one of the best products that I have ever seen is their laundry detergent. I mean, you can use that. It cleans great, and the colors don't fade. Fantastic product. So I'm not a distributor for Amway, but I still get that particular product from somebody who does work with Amway.
Holy
you know,
cow.
It's Yeah, it's a great product. So, anyways, it's kind of
like
a crazy thing.
That is a crazy thing. So, you know, way back then, the way people used to do home-based businesses were more in the traditional sense because they didn't have the communication tools. Like, there was no internet. Phone rates were crazy. I remember for the younger people that might be listening in, you worked for the phone company if you're going to do work over the phone. And then you worked for yourself, because when I say you worked for the phone company, it was like your phone bill was big. I mean, your phone bill was big. It was, what, I don't remember, 15, 20 cents per minute. And if you're going to be on the phone with somebody for a long time, I mean, you could be spending hundreds of dollars. I know I did, hundreds of dollars, and there was no cell phones and all the stuff that we take for granted today. The communication,
exactly.
the communication cost for being associated with your own home-based business was out of this world. Because, like I said, the first thing you did, you know, everybody works for the government, whether you realize it or not, because you pay your taxes. So your first employer is your government. Second one was your phone company. And then whatever was left behind for you is what you made. So it was harder to make a profit way back then. And then, like you had mentioned, you'd have to go somewhere, pick up your stuff. So there was gas involved, although gas wasn't expensive. But your time was involved. It was a time-consuming thing. It took a lot more out of you if you were doing it. Nothing like they have now. So, okay, so that's how you kind of get started. Then you kind of went through working with a couple of different companies. And you and I have worked together in the past. And recently when you called me up, you said you wanted to do something with a really good company. I know the guys, some of the people behind them, so like, okay, let's go. I mean, this is a good, solid deal. And you've worked with these people before. So let's see, what time is it over here? Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break first because I don't want to interrupt the topic. Then we're going to talk a little bit about home-based businesses in general. I'll let you punctuate some of the sentences that I mentioned a little bit earlier. So we'll be right back.
Thanks for listening to Building Fortunes Radio. If you sell a product or service, then you should check out PMMarketingsNetworkLeads.com. Just visit www.networklead.com. For over 18 years, PM Marketing has helped distributors build their home-based businesses through lead generation, website development, automated email delivery systems, and sales training. If you're looking for a way to increase your skills and increase the number of people that see your product or opportunity, NetworkLeads.com can help. To learn more, visit www.networkleads.com. Ask about their lead management system, capture pages, personalized websites, MLM training, Humongous Blog, the Humongous Classified Ad Network, Building Fortunes Radio, or their webinar schedule. Networkleads.com can be your one-stop shop for everything you need. And now, back to our show.
And we are back. Peter Mingles here with Ken Nielsen. We are on the countonthetruth.com. Radio show. He's got a website we're putting together for him called countonthetruth.com. So just like it sounds, countonthetruth.com, where we're going to be posting some different things for him, including these radio shows, of course. But if you want to go back to buildingfortunesradio.com/countonthetruth, you'll be able to hear this as well as the previous radio shows. So Ken, we'll talk a little bit about your background, sharing a little bit about home-based businesses. Let's, you know, speed us up to 2024. We got stuff going on. Inflation is going through the roof no matter what we're being told. Population is getting older and not as healthy as they were before, ever before. Drug companies are all over the place. You watch any kind of regular television, you'll see drug commercials all over the place. I heard that the average man that's 64 or 65 years old is probably on 7 prescription drugs. I'm like, oh, my gosh. And now people going crazy with all kinds of different weight loss things and all kinds of stuff for energy and sleep. So it's a different world than it was back in the 1970s where people were eating cleaner food, drinking, you know, cleaner water, fresher air just by being around. So talk to us a little bit about, you know, where the environment is now conducive for people to become successful in a home-based business or maybe even need to be successful in a home-based business with all the pressures that we have on today.
Yeah, that's a good perspective, I think, Peter, because what, in fact, all the things that I've been doing lately and talking to people, it kind of surprises me because I believe that the majority of people are living in what we refer to as quiet desperation. And whether they're clueless or not clueless, I would say most of them are because they don't even know. I'm not so sure that some of them even set any kind of goals. They just kind of go with what's happening and hopefully they survive. And it seems like most of the people that I know are in the survival mode. And you ask them about their savings, you ask them about their financial status, those types of things, and they're not really sure where they're headed, but they're living paycheck to paycheck. I remember last night, even on the radio, they were talking about a third of the people haven't even, if they were to lose their job tomorrow, they're in desperation right there because they're working from paycheck to paycheck, and they have no idea because they have no savings, and so who do they count on? So that's kind of a scary proposition. And they said that there were 41% that were able to manage their lives for the next 3 to 6 months, and then different, but they were throwing out different percentages, et cetera, et cetera. But for me, that's kind of how I'm looking at it and the way it's been presented at this point. It just, they're living in quiet desperation because they're just hoping that nothing happens and nothing goes wrong so that they're going to be able to go from this month to that month to the next month, et cetera, et cetera. In fact, I'll just throw out a quick example. We had a gentleman that had been working oodles of numbers of hours of overtime, and he said, well, I'm doing this because I'm ready to retire, and sure enough, shortly thereafter, he retired because he felt okay. Well, he came down with COVID. I had heard that he had been taking the emergency room. He'd been put in special care, and the thing that really caught my attention, the fact that he had been intubated, and because I know how bad that is. When you're intubated, that's like a death sentence. And we had a couple of people in my family that actually passed away, and I told them, I said, hey, if they get intubated, you're probably not going to hear from them again. And sure enough, both of them passed away while they were in the care centers that they had been put in. And I ran into him the other day. Oh, it's probably been a couple of months, and he was had his oxygen hooked up. He's in a wheelchair. He's going around the store where we were at and ran into him. And I says, wow, I heard that you had actually passed away. And he goes, no, I survived it. And I said, did they actually intubate you? And they said, he goes, yes, for 2 weeks I was intubated. Found out that they weren't going to be able to take care of me where I was at, so they had sent me south to another place that was really a special care center. And it's about 50 miles from here. And not only was he sent down there for a while, I asked how long he was there for, 97 days. And
wow.
if you don't think healthcare is a money-guzzling experience or place to be, all that he had worked for, everything that he had done was gone. And I thought to myself, you know what? Here's an opportunity for somebody that could have taken care of his health with some of the things that these companies provide. Because most of the companies nowadays, at least the home-based business industry companies that are out there, they're usually geared around some of the stuff to keep you healthy and to keep you safe from some of these things. And people that just think they've got it all figured out and something like COVID sneaks up on you, if you've got bad health or something changes, your life is going to change in a hurry. That's all there is to it. And one of the reasons I've been involved with some of these companies is looking at the different products, because I was actually a product demonstration assistant for somebody at one point where we would go to the seminars. And at the time, we went to a place called the Salt Palace, which is in Salt Lake City. People were spending $300 to come there for 2 nights and 3 days. And when we would do our demonstrations and show why the human body was not healthy because of the Western diet, we would explain why they needed to have these things in their diet to make them so that the body would work the way that it would work. And it was just really an eye-opener to see the people from Europe, to see the people from South America, and especially the people from the Asian countries. And they actually almost could take over and do the presentation. In fact, I had a guy from Japan take over my presentation to talk to his group about what we were doing, kind of sat back and listened to what he knew and explained to his people. Of course, he had turned it from being English into Japanese. So, and he gave his own presentation for about 10 minutes. So we just get behind on some of the things that we know and some of the things that we need to know that hardly a lot of people know. Now, I know that's changed, but you think of all, I mean, we've got 18,000 baby boomers retiring a day. 18,000. It's mind-boggling to think about that, but somebody has got to help these people if they're going to make it for any amount of time. I was talking to a friend the other day, and we were talking about the people that we worked with for 15, 20 years. They get to the point where they've retired. 4 months later, they pass away. They, for whatever reason, whether it's they don't have anything to do, whether they're not active, whatever types of circumstances that are making it challenging for them, they're actually not ready for retirement, but they're happy that the time has come. And I was just shocked. I'd ask the question, how's John doing? How's Robert doing? How's Dan doing? All these people, they passed away 4 months after they retired, 6 months after they retired. I was like, holy moly, you've got to be kidding me. So it's a crazy thing that people, there's a lot of people that just aren't really prepared for retirement. Then on the other side, financially, they think, okay, here comes retirement. I've prepared myself. One of the gentlemen I actually talked to, he says, you know, I knew that my pay cut or cut in pay, whichever way you want to put it, was going to be something that was going to be a challenge for him, because, but I didn't know it was going to be that much. So he struggled financially. you shake your head because you can see what's coming, but they're not ready to see what's coming because they're just so excited to be in the position that they can actually retire. So right there, he's struggling financially, and so you kind of throw some ideas out at him. And who knows what's going to happen with that situation, but it's really not as glorious as what some people say. In fact, one of the other gentlemen that I talked to, 67 years old, he says, don't kid yourself. Retirement isn't as great as everybody tells you, and the golden years are not what they're supposed to be. The only thing that's golden is your urine. And I don't know if that's the best thing to throw at you on a radio show, but he said the golden years aren't as great as what they were told you that they were going to be. So there's a whole different aspects, perspective that people have, and it just doesn't end up being the way that they expected it to be. So you got to, it's like they say, if you fail to plan, you might as well plan to fail. So, and the other side of it is the best way to predict the future is to create it, which with the home business industry, some people with their genius, their ability to put this stuff together, they have created the future for you. If you just take a chance to take a look at it and see what they have to offer, I think you'd be pretty amazed at what the opportunity is out there. So without getting too carried away and talking and rambling on, that's just kind of the basics of what's kind of going on in my world, and I can't see it being that much different to anyplace else either, Peter.
Well, I enjoy this part of our radio show because I love these types of conversations, because we're just having a conversation about what's going on. So the reality is that, you know, what's the solution? You need to have more control over your income, as well as over your health, as well as over a lot of different things, and then you have to worry about counting on the truth, because there's a lot of misinformation out there. So
absolutely,
that's why I love that domain, countonthetruth.com, because here's the deal. So you listen to the conversation that we're having as far as, hey, you got to take care of your health. And then people that don't study health or nutrition or supplements and stuff like that, they say, okay, that makes sense. I'll go buy something, and they'll buy it from whatever, maybe something on Amazon, maybe something in a store, maybe something somewhere. They really don't understand what they're buying. So they buy something that doesn't necessarily work or is maybe poor quality. Or worse, might have been, and I'm going to throw China under the bus, might have been, you know, the raw materials built in China, but they're laced with heavy metals. And that's making, it's actually better not to take the product than to take the product that you just bought to be able to help your health. And that's a real challenge. So you say, wait a minute, I thought I was doing the right thing, and then all of a sudden I'm buying from the wrong company, I'm doing it religiously, and I'm really not helping myself because, you know, your body doesn't care where you bought it from. Your body doesn't care. Your body just does whatever it does with whatever you give it. And if you give it bad stuff, even if you paid for it with well intentions, it's not going to help. And the biggest wake-up call is one that happened with COVID. Because for
right.
me, the idea that they were able to get a massive amount of people to follow their misdirection. And I don't want to say like this, not all politicians are incompetent, but they're not doctors. Most of them are not medical doctors. You know, like guys like Rand Paul, he's a medical doctor. So, you know, he's an eye doctor. I think he's an eye doctor. So at least, you know, he's a doctor. But there's a lot of people that are out there making decisions, and they're making decisions for other reasons than what's good for this country. And, or they basically were forced into making a decision, and because of their level of incompetence or just things not working out, or maybe being a tough situation, it didn't work out. But we told people not to go to work. We told people not to go to school. We told people, you know, they lost their jobs. They lost their whatever. I mean, it was rough for a lot of people. And anybody not
Absolutely.
Saying that was just not really paying attention. It
is Absolutely.
Tough. Well, do you think, if anybody thinks that was a one-and-done thing, like that was, oh, this is one time, like a massive flood in a non-flood area, like the once in a century. Well, I don't think so. I think they're gearing up for this to be like more often than you could ever imagine. So my question to the listening audience is, what are you doing to prepare for that? You know, what are you doing in your body? If they come out with something, if you're overweight, or if you have a whole bunch of stuff going on, you're more likely than not to be more affected by something that's going to attack your immune system. But, you know, if you're worried about finances, you know, and you don't have money coming in, what are you going to do when they shut you down one more time? So there might be a select few people that are in privileged positions, but for the majority of the people that are listening or that we talk to, including myself, like one of those major medical emergencies would wipe me and probably everybody listening out. And then what? So you work for your whole entire life, like your friend, work for your whole entire life to be wiped out by something that basically he's a shell of the person that he was before. So although you can't control everything, you know, try to do the best you possibly can. And I think building a home-based business with the right people, with the right intentions, with the right mindset, that kind of think and talk the way you are talking is the people that I'd want to be around when push comes to shove and there's a real emergency, or when I'm planning my future, because you're here for a long time. So I'll let you compliment or supplement whatever I just said, and then we'll wrap it up on our first radio show.
Yeah, sounds good, Peter. I appreciate your time. It's exactly what you just mentioned. And one of the things that, a couple of the things that are really exciting right now, when it comes right down to the different obstacles that we have when we get a little bit older. For example, I've helped, believe it or not, 7 people get off of dialysis. I've got a couple of people that have had prostate problems. We've solved those prostate problems, so they're not taking medication anymore. I've got 3 people that have had strokes, 2 people have had heart attacks with the health and wellness products. It's been unbelievable, some of the results we've had. I never expected anything like that. So I'm going, wow, this stuff is so good at what it does. It actually is making a difference for these people that are struggling. So we're just really excited about that kind of thing. And like you said, count on the truth. We want to highlight, I guess would be the right way to put it, some of the things that are possible and that the company has made available to all the people out there, if they're willing to open their minds, take a look, and just kind of try and put things together, because not only is it affordable, it's doable. We have everything that everybody needs, the tools, the training, the lead generation. I mean, you know, one of the things that we always say, you know, what is it that people have the hardest time at? They run out of people to talk to. I have so many people to talk to, I can't keep up, and that's part of the problem. So people that get interested and will join us in our adventure, our mission, are going to find out that this really is an easier time than it used to be, the belly-to-belly. You can still do things like this belly-to-belly, but the Internet is a great connection, and we just it's actually overwhelming when it comes right down to it. So we don't have the problem of trying to find out who it is that we need to talk to. They're out there, and they're becoming available every day. It's really tough to keep up. And for me, like you, I'm so excited for the experience that you have in this industry, your knowledge and your understanding. I can't thank you enough for all that you've done for us, and everything that's coming up. It's going to be a fun ride, I can tell you that much, Peter.
Absolutely. Okay, good. So we're going to wrap it up. Make sure you go to countonthetruth.com. That's the website that we're building. That will be posted on a regular basis. And then Ken's going to come back, give us more details about the company and all that other sort of stuff, how he can help you. But check him out. If you go to countonthetruth.com, you'll be able to see his contact information as well and see the different things. So you can start off there. And we're going to catch everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, Ken.
All right. Thank you, Peter.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingle. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.